there's a lot of information out there. Everything's still really new. It's really confusing and still evolving. But I think a big question that's at the front of everyone's mind is how much will I be paid to participate? So we've seen that kind of evolving since things really took off last year. So I think that's a big question everybody's talking about. A lot of people are talking about land ownership and, you know, if I've already been doing the practice a lot of years and I'm not eligible to enroll, you know, how is that fair? So a lot of discussion around that, land tenure, things like this. So really exciting time to be working in this field.
And I guess maybe we can even back up further in some people listening and say, man, I hear the word carbon market. What in the world even is it? So I guess we can kind of even back up from a general standpoint and go maybe beyond carbon markets 101 and do introductory to carbon markets 101, which I guess would probably be a prerequisite course maybe. So can you kind of just give a thumbnail sketch when we say carbon markets, what are we actually talking about?
Sure. Well, here we're talking specifically about agricultural carbon markets. So these are carbon credits generated specifically by farmers through practices they adopt and then sold as this type of credits. So there's different carbon markets, but here we're talking specifically about the programs that are being offered in agriculture. And when we're talking about a carbon credit, we're talking about what this represents is of 1 metric ton of carbon dioxide or the equivalent amount of another gas. So we could have the equivalent amount of nitrous oxide or methane or some other type of gas. So the idea with agriculture, we do know that agriculture does emit, we know, mostly in the form of nitrous oxide and methane. But one kind of positive thing is agriculture also sequesters too. So some greenhouse gases can be removed in the atmosphere and sequestered in plants, in soil, in trees. So there is a positive side to things, and I definitely think agriculture can be part of this solution. So being able to measure and quantify that the carbon dioxide that's captured, and then being able to put a value on that and sell that is kind of the idea behind these agricultural carbon markets.